Welcome to the Male Models Podcast. I'm Josh, and that's Joe.
What's up? Welcome to the Male Models Podcast. A couple days late because Joe insists on vacationing.
Someone has to take care of themselves, and it's me.
Why do you have to take care of yourself so much? What is stressful in your life?
I worked so hard for 6 years, man. It's time to finally take off.
When's my break? You think I'm taking breaks when I'm out, when I'm working, but yeah. That's not a break.
You're Mr. Hollywood. You're working on TV shows and movies left and right.
I'm not Mr. Hollywood. It's all going to fall apart. Just ask my mind.
When your job...
I'm having catastrophic thoughts recently.
When your job has a writer and they say, what do you want for your day? And you get to just write Skittles and M&Ms. That's easy.
I don't have a writer. And when I do college appearances, the people at the college always ask, how come you don't have anything in your dressing room? And I go, I don't have a good agent. I'm like, good question. They're like, we just had Flo Rida the other day and he had like 11 tons of gummy bears. I'm like, I gotta get Flo Rida's management.
Did you really just go after Flo Rida the other day?
Sometimes it's Flo Rida, sometimes it's T-Pain, sometimes it's Meghan McCain. You just never know.
Have you ever done a speaking engagement with someone else?
Yes, once I did it with Ashley Tisdale for the University of Ohio.
Wow, did people go nuts?
Yeah, they liked it, and Ashley was incredibly nice. And what I found interesting, and this is no slight to Ashley, in fact, it might be to her benefit, I was fascinated by her approach to the talk as opposed to mine.
How so?
Because she was just like very confident in her own skin.
Oh, opposite.
Sharing her story.
Opposite of JP.
And here I come in, the dancing clown. Like literally, Ashley Tisdale is there like, you know, Katie Couric, newswoman, so much respect. And then all of a sudden you hear from the sidelines. And I'm like, hi, kids. And fucking please like me. You know, like these, you know, 19-year-old kids. Like it matters.
How long ago was that?
It was like 2 years ago.
Wow.
It was like during the time when COVID was so weird and colleges were dying to entertain the students somehow.
Yeah.
So someone had a genius idea of like, we got to get a lit Zoom together for these Midwest college kids. Thus, me and Ashley.
When you would do the Zoom speaking engagements versus the in-person ones, do you get paid the same?
No, it's like half. It's awful and really? Amazing.
Not
that I don't love going to a random place like Des Moines, but it is nice to like make a quick couple of grand from your computer.
Do you ever do community colleges?
I'd be down to clown. I'm not sure what their budget is. And good old JP don't work for free. You already know that.
I have an update on my house that I'm selling that you shunned me for the other day.
How'd we do? Did we close?
It's going to close, yeah, in a couple and? Weeks. We're profit. We're in the green.
Big, big profit.
Bull move. Do you know what bull means? In real estate, bull means good.
What did you just call it? A bull market? I thought you said bold.
No, bull move.
A bull move?
Not the right phrasing.
Did you just come up with that?
Yep.
Then no. Okay. You made bull moves? I'm trying to think. Maybe it could be something.
Yeah, I did good, man.
I'm making bull moves. A bull moves.
I bought the house last year and it went up so much in Arizona and I'm selling it.
Can we give real figures?
Let's give close to real figures.
Okay. So let me take a guess.
Sure. And I'll say, yeah.
Okay. Can we say it's a house under $1 million?
Yes.
Okay. Lest all of your fees, broker fees, contract fees, closing fees, mortgage, all that good stuff. Here's my guess. You're walking away with 80 grand.
More.
100?
I can't say anything else.
Less closing costs?
Well, I have to reinvest it in two other properties, so it's not like I'm walking away with the money.
No. Is it the one that the offer you got while I was here?
No, it was a different one.
Better one?
No, a little worse. Well, it's like about equivalent. The first offer when you were here that I accepted, they gave a really high offer, but they were also buying all the furniture inside the place.
Right.
Now, they backed out, but the second offer that we accepted was a little lower, but I keep the furniture. So it kind of balances out.
Mm, that's great, dude.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
That never happens.
No, I got so lucky. And that's kind of why I want to get rid of it, because it was like the right time.
Yeah.
Also, it's a lot of headache. I didn't realize that managing a property is really a job in itself. And that's not a baby I'm willing to take care of.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm about to live in a house myself, and I'm fucking terrified.
Being a homeowner sucks. I just had spiders in my plants. I had to go cut them out myself.
Stop. You cut out spiders?
Yeah, dude.
You?
My girlfriend.
Okay, I get that. No way. I'm paying somebody to do that. And I don't mean to brag. I'm definitely going to spend the couple like 100 or 200 bucks to have someone be my spider guy.
I got this really good app called TaskRabbit. I could send to you if you ever want to hire someone to help you with stuff.
Yeah, great. But I feel like that's all. You know what they should call that app?
What?
Maybe Murdered Rabbit. You don't know these people.
Speaking of
murder. They're not vetted.
Do you remember the show Pimp My Ride?
Mm-hmm.
You know how a lot of the show was fake?
Well, yeah.
Pimp My Ride was a show on MTV. It was huge, but they would take people who didn't have the best cars and they would pimp them out with like TV screens, fish tanks, cotton candy machines, and they put them inside. But the show was so fake that none of it actually worked. And a lot of the time after the show was finished recording, they would take all the equipment out so that the car could just drive away. And they didn't pay for the new car or anything.
Not to mention the fact that like, you can't have a fish tank if you live in Southern California. Who are they kidding? It would boil the water.
Fish on the go.
Fish on the go?
Yeah. Fish sticks.
That's how your mind works?
Yeah.
Well, it's sick.
Lunch.
It's gross.
Anyways, the guy who created the show murdered his wife at a hotel in Mexico.
Recently?
Years ago.
Bad.
Really bad juju.
Listen, my wife and I fight. But I don't think she ever wants to like, you know, cause me harm. I would bet you I've gotten her mad enough that if she could get away with it and it wouldn't be a thing, she would take a bat to my leg.
One of your son's bats or like a...
Like a Little League. Like okay. A Little League aluminum bat.
Okay. Okay.
Just like a little like, hey, this isn't going to break your leg, but you're gonna remember. My wife, what I would do to her? Nothing.
Hug her?
The woman's perfect.
Shower her with love?
Listen.
Buy her flowers?
I'm not going to lie. Relationships are work. Okay? You know this. You're still in the honeymoon phase. I can't wait for you to get to where I am.
Oh, how dare you?
Oh, my God. When you got a kid... You have the stress of that.
Does having a kid really put... I'll say it anyway.
Even say it, goddammit.
Does having a kid really put that much strain on the relationship?
It puts... You know what? It's so great. Having a kid is so great. What is amazing and almost unavoidable is how much people change once they're married, own property, and share a child together. And I'm not saying that in a negative way because I'm sure my wife would say the same. But it's just the fascinating thing about being in a relationship is you're signing up for a ride that you can't see from the outside. Marriage is Space Mountain. It's a roller coaster in the dark.
You can't see in front of you for a foot.
Yeah, and it's fun as hell, but you don't know where the twists and turns are coming.
That's scary.
But what else is there? Not doing it, then what? Every person, and I don't mean to be judgmental, but every person I know that's like long-term, not married, not in a relationship, a little weird.
At what point of you having a kid did you notice that you matured the most?
You do. You just wake up. It's like a million small decisions. It's never just one gigantic thing. What did I hear Rogan saying the other day? You have to live at the same speed you died. That's not what he said, but hear me out. It's like if you're gambling, right, and I beat you in 100 games, and on game 101, you go double or nothing. It's like, no, 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 no. I'm not going to do double. I just beat you 100 times. I'm not going to give you one chance to get it all back. You're going to have to live the way you died. Like, you're going to have to win one game at a time, right? Mm-hmm. Same way about losing weight, right? You lose weight the same way you put it on, slowly. And that's life. It's like revealed to you slowly through like 1,000 microtransactions. It's not like one day you wake up and you're a dad or one day you wake up, you're a man. It's just like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go like, wow, I've been doing this for a while now. I'm the guy. Like, I'm a father. I'm a fucking father. And it makes no sense. I don't remember old Josh. The one who met you a couple years ago?
He was great.
Happy? He's the best.
He was amazing.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
I miss him.
He'd show up with hot chicken and that was it.
I know.
We had a great day.
Now this?
Now you show up. Do you want coffee? Oh, I'm so tired, man.
I know. What's happening here? No, you didn't like that either. That's when you actually worked for me. Come on, be honest. Our whole relationship has changed, and it's for the better. You understand your value. It's so annoying. Hey, I have some interesting news stories that I think we should diggity dive into.
Sure.
All right, first story. Drake rose troll by following his wife and DMing her on Instagram. So basically, this shooting coach is basically talking shit about some of these fathers of professional players in the NBA being like too active on the sidelines. So the Champagne Poppy says, or AKA not my Drake, says, imagine your son makes the league and he's Ja or Melo or Lonzo. All you can do is be elated and competitive and over supportive. And it's a rite of passage to that the OGs talk shit. I know I'm going to be this way even if my son is in a Rubik's Cube competition. So then someone wrote, your son probably play with Ghost Riders.
Wow.
Because I guess Drake gets accused of having Ghost Riders.
Right.
So basically, Drake then followed Homeboy's wife and said, I just followed your girl because she's probably miserable and needs some excitement in her life. Slid into her DMs and said, I'm here for you, Ma.
Wow.
What a fucking own.
That's crazy.
I love it.
Dude, I would fall apart. If Drake just did that to me?
It's amazing.
How would you feel?
If you've ever even had the slightest suspicion that your girl was stepping out on you,
yeah,
and Drake DM'd her?
Done. You have to hire a private eye.
It's over.
She's done.
You know what's even worse? Maybe she doesn't act on it, but years from then, you guys break up, you know the first DM to...
First.
The first DM is going to be, you still here for me? Bro. Dude, did I tell you this story?
Of what?
About when I broke up with my first girlfriend ever.
And you did that to her dad?
What?
We
broke up, and 3 weeks later, she was on Perez Hilton coming out of Pins Bowling Alley. This is so like circa 2006.
Ooh, with who?
Or 2007. This was 2007. With Jesse Metcalf.
What? The other Josh.
The better looking version of me.
No!
Him and Milo Ventimiglia are like the ones who got it right. And I'm the one who got it wrong. As far as Milo didn't hook up with my girlfriend, but yeah. Jesse sure did.
Wow.
I don't know that for sure. That's all alleged. But they were leaving hand in hand.
How'd you feel?
Oh, devastated.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she ever eye him or anything during the relationship?
No, but like, if she had hooked up with some like blonde surfer looking dude, I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, but this was literally an upgrade.
Yeah. That's not true.
She leveled up.
No, she didn't.
Look, okay, yes, maybe it's debatable, but like looks wise, the man is crushing it.
I'd pick you over him any day.
You don't even know what he looks like.
No.
Look him up.
What am I looking up? Jesse Metcalf?
Yes, Jesse, M-E-T-C-A-L.
Oh.
He's nice looking.
Oh, is that John Tucker?
Yeah, baby.
She went out with John Tucker. Who is this guy?
It wasn't called John Tucker Must Live, okay?
Wow.
Must Die, because he was so darn attractive that all the girls fell for him.
He was literally the hot guy.
Dude, he's got those natural veins in the arms that pop out. He goes in for his yearly physical, and the phlebotomist goes, you're going to make my day real easy. Pop, got him. You know what I'm saying? Those muscular veins.
Damn.
Did you know the lady who, or the man, I don't mean to gender it, who takes your blood is called a phlebotomist?
I did, because when I gave blood during the pandemic, I care about the economy.
Here's a new story for the day.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Please.
What would you do if you came in and Jesse Metcalf was just sitting here?
Instead of me or instead of you? Like you guys were having a podcast?
Yeah.
No, 15 years later, I'm over it. They could have gotten married and I would have been fine. These things happen.
Wow, he goes golfing too? I love golf.
I'm a terrible golfer. This episode of Male Models is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Look, I literally use Athletic Greens every single day. And I started taking Athletic Greens because I'm a busy guy. I got a lot going on. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations and third-party testing. That's right. You're getting the vitamins that you need, the vitamins that you're not necessarily going to get. You're getting everything that you need in a little easy-to-take thing.
It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, or artificial anything, while still tasting good. It supports better sleep quality and recovery. Plus, it supports mental clarity and alertness.
Look, tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, sure, but it's important to choose one with high quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb.
Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. It's recommended by professional athletes like Josh and Joe, and it's trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais.
Not only that, but Athletic Greens, it's a climate-neutral certified company. I don't know what that means, but I hear it's good.
Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/malemodels. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/malemodels to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
So thanks, Athletic Greens, for sponsoring Male Models.
Thanks a lot, Athletic Greens. NASA is going to launch naked pictures of humans to space in hope of attracting aliens.
Shut up.
NASA scientists plan to launch pictures of naked humans into space in the hope of luring aliens to us. The depictions will also include an invitation to respond should an intelligent alien race find the space nudes.
This sounds like a desperate move. This sounds like a TikTok.
What kind of nudes are we talking?
If anything, I want a full frontal. Like, I'm talking like top of the head down to the knees.
I think we shouldn't set unrealistic expectations to aliens. So we should pull from like a girl who's like in the top 50% of OnlyFans.
You don't want like top 2%?
No. I want like right middle of the line, like that CVS pharmacy tech. You're like, you know what? Janine is cute. With the right lighting. What we don't know is Janine has an OnlyFans.
She's a freak. In the sheets.
And they're going to put just like a very tasteful photo of her in her apartment with like where the carpets are a little dirty. And maybe you can see like in the background of her like kitchen, a Wheat Thins box. It's like kind of like half open, you know?
Yeah.
And she's just posing.
What kind of dude are we sending up there? Like an average guy like you or me or a Jesse Metcalf?
I don't know about you or me.
If NASA reached out to you, you wouldn't submit a
naked
photo?
Naked photos?
Yeah.
Well, you know, funny enough, my ex-girlfriend, Hillary Duff, on How I Met Your Father.
That's how you start referring to her? Oh, my ex, Hillary?
was recently nude in Women's Health magazine.
She wasn't full nude.
No, it was like suggestive.
Right.
She showed like some skin. So if she could do it, I can do it.
Easily.
Yeah. I mean, she could open the door.
Men's Health, Josh Peck.
Yeah. Thanks for breaking the glass ceiling, Hills. Yeah, man. I mean, if I could do it like the way she did it, which was just like kind of like, hey, you like butt crack? You know what I'm saying?
You'd be down for a BC?
Yeah, just like a little BC and just like a little like, yeah. Listen, we're both parents. You know, she gets it. You know, she looks great.
She looks amazing. You know where your photo shoot would be?
Jonah's Kebab.
I was picturing more of like a donut shop, but like, so you're wearing the apron in the front covering your frontal, but you're like kind of like hunched over in the oven. Like,
immediately I think, what donut am I holding? And then I think, can I eat a donut today? Next story. I only shower once a week. People say that I'm gross, but I prefer it this way. A young woman said she's been in the business of not taking daily showers since she was in middle school, and she listed several reasons as to why she doesn't shower. But it all boils down to the entire process being overwhelming.
I don't know. If she's not stinky, I say go for it. She's saving water.
Okay, I get it. She claimed that since she started showering less, her eczema, dry scalp, and general dry skin issues have gotten better. Fine.
She's taking care of her body, man.
And her last reason was that it's less wasteful. Fair as well. But
we're in a drought.
There's never anyone who goes, I don't really shower. I stink, but hey. No one, does anyone acknowledge their stink?
I always do, yeah.
Right, but it's temporary, right?
Oh, right. It's not a permanent
stink. Right, you're like, I smell, I need to shower.
Yeah.
Right, but like, I've certainly met some people as of recently. I've told you, especially if I do like these college gigs, like I'll meet like some, there'll be like some students who just aren't interested in it or, you know, need to learn a little bit more about like hygiene. Like it's their first time out of their home without their mom being like, yo, you gotta shower like every day, honey.
Yeah.
And They're wonderfully oblivious.
You'd be a great spokesman for it, to do like a men's health video on self-care.
Yeah, it's great.
I saw your men's health video of you in the gym.
Impressed?
Hot.
Yeah, thanks.
I didn't know you worked that hard.
For my men's health video that I did for my book, Happy People Are Annoying.
The weights were fake.
People are too hard on me. On this podcast, they say I've got a bit of an ego.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're wrong. I hate myself. Regardless, I think I should have gone for it a little more. I think I should have worn a bit more of a flattering shirt.
Mm.
I literally went so, because I knew, I'm like, if it looks like I'm trying here, I'm going to get roasted. So right. I was like, I'm going to be really humble about this. So I kept it real, real low-key.
Did you max out during the weights, or you went like 80%?
No, I went lighter because I didn't want to have bad form. What are you looking at?
Guys, I'm scrubbing through the video now. You're very happy. You're very excited to be in the gym.
Yeah, and I kept like making fun of myself, and I should have just like been like, listen, guys, I'm crushing it.
You're pretty sweaty in the video. Did you have a spray bottle or was that actual?
No, that was sweat. Yeah, it was hot in there. And I was going for it. Like, they were like, oh, cool. Like, I literally hit the bag for 5 minutes, and then like, because I hit the heavy bag on it. And one of the producers was like, yeah, usually people only do it for like 10 seconds. I'm like, oh, well, you kept recording and you didn't say stop. Stop watching it.
Oh, wow. There's a really buff guy in the gym. Who's that guy with the long hair?
That's me. Okay? It's all me.
Damn. I have a game. Have you ever heard of the game We're Not Really Strangers?
No.
Okay. So I picked out 8 cards and it's like a relationship game, but it works for us because we're technically in a relationship.
Not technically.
We are.
Don't sell it short.
We are.
We are.
We're exclusive.
Whether we like it or not.
Okay. So you want to pick one each?
Sure. Do I ask you what's on my card?
Sure.
Is there anything you still don't know about me that you wish you did?
Ooh.
Mm.
Okay. Have you ever stolen anything?
When I was 5, I stole Looney Tune trading cards from the public supermarket in Boca Raton, Florida, and I didn't feel good about it.
Did you go back and put it back, or you took it?
No, it just haunts me.
Oh, wow.
30 years.
That's great you still live with the guilt.
Thanks.
I remember I was with this kid, Dustin, but there was a comic book store, and he went, and he's like, watch how easy this is. And he walks in, and he puts a poster in his pants, and he walks out. We were in, like, 7th grade. I was like, whoa, Dustin's a bad kid.
Scumbag.
I didn't like that.
Any name like Dustin.
You're setting him up for failure.
Never going to hear the president's name is Dustin.
Dustin Topher Grace? I don't think so.
You don't want any sort of cleaning euphemism in your name. Dustin, cleaning, sweeping.
Windy.
Windexin.
Question for you. What song best describes our relationship?
Answer the phone. I know that you're home.
Wait, what song is that?
I want to get you alone and do it again. Do it again.
Is that the Click 5?
Not sure. I don't know why I thought of that song.
Thanks, though. What has this relationship taught you about yourself?
Got to be more discerning, selective.
Yeah? What? Really got to vet people out before you just partner up with them.
What recent experience made you feel closer to me? Ew, I hate this game. I don't like cracking through the veneer.
And when you let me meet your son, like right away.
Yeah, I was okay with you meeting him pretty. You met him like 3 days after we got home.
Yeah, he was really, really fresh.
Yeah.
He smelled amazing.
I know. I miss that.
Yeah.
Now he smells like sunblock and Domino's. What's the best gift I've given you, material and immaterial?
Probably this house, the money.
Anytime.
And best gift, you always teach me really good lessons about life, whether I want to hear them or not. It's really good. You're like the dad that I never had.
What do we think about the Chappelle thing? We didn't get a chance to talk about it. I know we've texted about it a lot.
Oh, in the moment, it made me furious but also, why am I getting furious over that? It's fucked up. The fact that anyone could just run up on stage and like go tackle him.
Certainly.
I mean, sure, of course, in hindsight, you should have more security. People should be there. But it's pretty unpreventable.
I had a pretty visceral reaction to it where I felt really, really bad for the kid, which I was surprised.
Oh, that he got that angry to go do that?
No, I mean, I felt, first of all, that photo of his arm that was chicken boned, like literally bent in the wrong direction. I mean, his arm was shattered.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that was just from him falling weird when he tackled Chappelle. I don't think security did that to him.
Uh-huh.
Why are you looking at me like
that? Because you sound like you're trying to cover it up.
No, no, no. I think he got stomped out, which also I have another thought about. But like, no, I think, I think I'm getting really soft as a 35-year-old man.
Because you're a dad.
Yes. And I felt like someone or something failed this kid, that he felt compelled to do what was, I mean, listen, there's no excuse, but if he had really, you know, vicious or malice, you know, his intentions were really like to bring harm to Chappelle. He had the opportunity, right? He like half tackled him.
Did he have a gun on him?
He had a knife that was in the shape of a gun.
Okay.
Like, what could be a worse thing to hide as?
And how do you sneak that in?
Exactly.
So yeah, of course he had intention to hurt him then. Why are you bringing a knife there?
Right, but like he got to Chappelle. Like if he really wanted, he half tackled him, right? And then he ran away. Like it wasn't like he tackled him and then he pulled it out and went to strike him and got stopped. He like half tackled him and ran off.
He hasn't made a statement about it yet, huh?
No, although it was interesting because Chappelle asked him as he was being carted off to jail or to the hospital why he attacked him, and he intimated it was about something for his grandmother who was getting pushed out of her neighborhood because of gentrification or something, and he was like looking to make a statement on it. I mean, not that it's any excuse whatsoever, but again, I just felt, you know, this kid is 23, and I just was like, I don't want it to sound like I'm making light of it in any way, and I'm sad that he had to be the one that they had to make an example of. Like, if you attack someone on stage, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Right.
You know? And I think, but I just feel like I look at him like a kid and I felt bad. Like something or someone failed this kid that he would feel compelled to do that.
Yeah. You look at it such a different perspective than me.
Yeah. Which is weird because I would normally think I would just want like vengeance, like show him what's up.
Right.
But it's interesting because when Conor McGregor fought Khabib Nurmagomedov, do you know this?
I remember the fight.
You remember the fight and you remember what happened?
Oh, the fight afterwards. Didn't
so Conor McGregor
went after his guy?
Yeah, Conor McGregor was like the biggest fighter in the world fighting Khabib Nurmagomedov.
This was the biggest fight of all time.
No losses. The guy has no losses. Now, Conor, being the great salesman, the reason why he's worth, you know, $1 billion or whatever he's worth, he was selling the hell out of the fight by completely and utterly attacking Khabib in a way that was so unacceptable. Going after his religion, going after his friends, his family, like just ripping him to shreds. And Khabib is not the kind of motherfucker who's going to take that. So after he literally mauled the guy in the ring and like made
after him... After Khabib mauled Conor.
Yeah. Made him submit after like three rounds. They call it. He gets up, looks at Khabib's team, throws his mouth guard at them, and then proceeds to jump over the cage and attack them.
McGregor jumped over the fence?
No, Khabib.
Khabib did.
And basically, like, proceeded to... It basically turned into WWE.
Yes!
The way we've dreamed, right?
What we all want!
That's what we all want, right? Like, really, like, it's one thing to do it in a professional way, the way that it's mandated and allowed under the boxing, you know, laws of Las Vegas. But like when it turns into a hardcore match, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Except not. Because the moment he went over that fence and then people started running, jumping into the octagon and started attacking Conor.
Yeah.
That's like that vigilante justice, unless someone kills someone or like it's so bad that you're like, okay, this guy deserves to get the hell kicked out of him. I just, you know, you realize that like we're such animals and having that part of us satisfied is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. So like when that kid was getting stomped out by Chappelle's crew or by security, like no part of me was like, yeah, give it to him. It made me feel really bad for this kid who made a terrible mistake and had to be made an example of. Yeah. I want to go talk to him. Can we go to jail? Like, can we go visit him?
He followed me on Instagram the other day.
Stop it.
He loves my mukbangs, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine?
Wow.
We get him in the Beamer.
We get the first interview. How's that going to work? I only have a two-seater now.
I'll sit on the console. I mean, that would be incredible. We could. He needs a Joe and Josh in his life.
For sure. We'll keep him grounded the same way we kept Jonah grounded.
And before anyone freaks out, again, I'm not making any excuse. I think it's good to have empathy for people. Like, because so much of my life was spent being utterly angry and just like, wanting people to just like, you're done, you messed up, go away forever. But instead, I feel like if I could have been in this kid's life, wouldn't that happen? He'd be a little fatter.
He would have had some Little Debbies in his pocket.
I'd take him out for a lot of meals.
He wouldn't have had a knife. He would have had those little cosmic brownies.
Yeah, maybe an oatmeal pie. But he wouldn't be acting out like this, going after Chappelle. I mean, that's pretty wild.
How devastated were you when Twinkies got banned?
I've never been a big Twinkie guy. Dude, I'm getting upset at my mortality because, like, literally I ate a donut yesterday and I still feel sick from it.
Really?
And I've been in really good shape as of late, but the last 3 days have, like, gone off the scales. Because, again, in this new movie that I just did, this little indie movie, my buddy's movie in Rhode Island, I had to have, like, a post-love scene walking around in, like, a tank top and, like, so your boy got lean, baby.
Damn, ma.
Yeah, and even then, still, I was like, I need a shirt.
Yeah.
Like, thank God it was my friend, because I've had those conversations way too many times with filmmakers who will write a scene like, and then they finish hooking up, and I go, I think my character would wear a shirt. And they go, no, he's cool. And I'm like, you know what's cool? Wearing a shirt while you're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
We're keeping the lights off during the scene, right?
Have you ever worn a shirt while doing it?
Yeah, when I get really bloated after I eat a big meal. For sure. I can't take it off.
Really? Even now?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm so insecure about my body and health. I went to the doctor the other day.
Uh-huh.
I got a scan.
And?
You want to know what happened?
Yeah.
You want to find out?
On the next episode of Male Models.
It was bad.
Really?
Well, no, but I was in my tush.
What was in your tush?
Find out next week.